On this episode of the Hanford Insider, we'll check in with Brad Albert from the City of Hanford Parks and Community Services Department. Rob will have a quick community calendar update, and I'll be back to update you on all of the high school sports action. This is the Hanford Insider for Monday, March 18th.
Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of the Hanford Insider. I'm your host, Rob Bentley. Thanks for listening. In community news this week, at Tuesday's City Council meeting at 7 p.m., the city will be recognizing former Mayor Marcy Buford in honor of National Women's History Month. Ms. Buford served on the City Council for 20 years from 1988 to 2008. Also during the meeting, the council will be pinning new Hanford police officers Marisa Juarez, Kevin Wheat, and Priscilla Valdovinos. The meeting won't be all celebration, though. There are some tough decisions that are going to have to be made. Hanford City staff will be seeking direction from the City Council on design elements in the downtown improvement project being proposed by InterWest Consulting. In June of 2022, the city decided to allocate $4.4 million in ARPA funding specifically for downtown improvements. Several design firms have been working on plans, and now the city must make final decisions on Tuesday as to what the project will look like in order to meet the timelines of the funding. It's my understanding that contracts have to be secured by the end of 2024, or the city may lose funding. Regarding the proposed roundabout at the intersection of 7th and Doughty Streets, according to the Peterson Engineering Group and InterWest Consulting Group, a single-lane roundabout will result in a better level of service, increased safety, and a better cost-benefit ratio than a four-way stop. There are a number of citizens who feel a roundabout is unnecessary. Which way do you think the council will vote? Regarding bulbouts, these are those landscaped areas that reduce pedestrian crossing distances across the street. Are they going to be included in the final plans? There are many mid-block crosswalks that are not ADA compliant in the downtown area. Should the council remove them? Should the project include curbless sidewalks or traditional raised sidewalks? Should new trees be planted in the ground or in raised boxes? If the decision is to go with raised boxes, should they be movable for special events? Should the project include additional lighting for safety? Should seating be included in the project area, and if so, what type? These are the decisions that will be made on Tuesday night. It's likely going to be a full house at the meeting. Even though the public was given the chance to speak at the study session on March 5th, the council voted to allow a special public comment period at this week's meeting prior to the Downtown Improvement Project agenda item to give residents one last opportunity to speak about the project. If you're interested in how all this is going to go down, I'd encourage you to subscribe to my YouTube channel because I'll be going live following the meeting Tuesday night to talk about the decisions that are being made. You can find my channel by searching Hanford Insider on YouTube. In other community news, it was great to see a post by Gary Feinstein with an update on the renovations happening at Neighbor Bowl at Hanford High School. It looks like things are on track to be finished with the project in time for graduations in June. Here are some things coming up on our community calendar. The Carnegie Museum of Kings County will open their next exhibition, Kings County's Asian Experiences, this Friday, March 22nd. This is going to be a year-long show in two parts. The museum is located at 109 East 8th Street and is open each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 5. Admission is $5 per person, with a family maximum of $10. For more information, you can visit the website at carnegiemuseumofkingscounty.org. The Children's Storybook Garden and Museum will be holding a bunny brunch and Easter celebration on Saturday, March 23rd from 9:30 to 10:30. Pre-registration is required. Register by calling the garden at 559-500-9966. There's a rabbit show at the King's Fairgrounds on Saturday, March 23rd from 8:30 to 4:30. Rabbits of all shapes, sizes, breeds, and colors will be judged and on display. There will also be rabbits and equipment for sale. The public is invited and admission is free. Gonzales Faso Flowers is holding a spring outdoor pop-up show on March 24th from 11 to 4 at their shop at 603 East Grangeville Boulevard. There will be lots of handmade items created by those in the community. There are a lot of great events coming up in 2024. You want to be sure to mark your calendars now for the 4th Annual Autism Awareness 5K Run and Walk on Saturday, April 6th at the Quail Run Park on Glacier Way. Contact Bree Vargas at 559-997-5442 or Stacy Brazil at 559-967-9445 for further information. We'll have Stacy and Bree on the show next week to talk about this awesome event. The King's Players and Children's Storybook Garden Museum Murder Mystery Dinner is on April 20th. The Hanford Chamber of Commerce Taste of the Valley is in the Civic Park on April 26th. On Sunday, April 28th, there will be a Mother's Day vendor fair and hat bar in the Carnegie Museum Garden from 11 to 4. For you car show enthusiasts, mark your calendars now for the Hanford Fraternal Hall's 2nd Annual Classic Car Show on Saturday, March 30th. The Hanford West High School Bandbackers Cars on Campus Car Show will be on April 27th. And the 3rd Annual Carnegie Museum of Kings County Downtown Hanford Car Show will be held on June 8th. Registration is now live at carnegiecarshow.com. I'll be grabbing events as I see them on the Hanford Sentinel calendar and social media pages. If you have an event coming up and you'd like some help getting the word out, let's work together. Send your information to hanfordinsider@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe to my weekly newsletter to get a complete calendar of events. Well, it's great to welcome to the show again Mr. Brad Albert, who is the Parks and Community Services Director for the City of Hanford. I thought now that the weather's warming up and activities are really starting to get kicking into high gear, that it'd be a great idea to have him on the show. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Well, thanks, Ralph, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Brad, I know you've got a lot of activities coming up, so let's hit on just a few of them. I know you're really excited about the Spring Kids Camp coming up March 25th through the 29th.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a day camp that we do during the kind of the Easter break annually. It's located over at the Longfield Center. It's a combination of recreation, enrichment, art, field trip. It's an all-day camp, so parents who might be working, it's a convenient place to have the kids go. We have probably about 10 spots remaining, so it's filling up pretty quickly, and folks can just go onto the city website and register for that camp. But we have a great staff who's done this camp for many years, very experienced, and just a really good time. The weather's usually pretty nice. We can get them outside, visit some of our parks, and we're happy to provide that camp.
That's great. So on Tuesdays, you have the food truck takeovers in the Civic Park. How's that looking so far this year?
Well, we had our first one, and it went pretty well. Again, you know, word's got to get out, and word of mouth. We generally have a lot of the downtown business folks walk over to Civic Park. Our first one, we had some, you know, Taco San Marcos was out there, which is a popular one. Really neat is through Winter Wonderland, we actually purchased 10 picnic tables. So we have better seating now. We're going to be getting some umbrellas for some shade out there just to make it more comfortable. But as you said, the weather is getting better. So that happens on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 11:30 to 1:30. We'll be rotating our vendors, so there'll be different options available for folks there. So check the website. But again, it's kind of signifying spring is here. And it's time to get out, and everything's looking green and beautiful after all our rain.
It certainly is. I drove by the park this morning, and just beautiful. It's greening up nicely. So speaking of the park and the green, you have a big egg hunt coming up on March 29th.
We do. This is a big event for us. On March 29th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., right in the middle of Civic Park, is our annual Easter egg hunt. And something really neat happened this year. Anthem Blue Cross came in and said, we want to be the major sponsor, and we want all of the young people to be able to have the Easter egg hunt at no cost.
That's fantastic.
So this one is really filling up fast because of that. But there's basically three age groups. We have 1 to 3 year olds, 4 to 6 year olds, and then 7 to 9 year olds. We will have the Easter Bunny there, and they'll be hopping around. Families will be able to take their picture with the Easter Bunny. We're gonna kind of decorate the Pastile patio up a little bit for photo ops. So that will be great. Our carousel will be open. Freddy the fire truck will be out taking people for rides. We'll have some food vendors, and we'll have some other fun activities in conjunction with that. So they're kind of timed. So you got so many minutes to go pick up your eggs. Every young person will get their own basket this year. And again, all funded through the sponsorship with Anthem Blue Cross. So really neat situation this year. We've never had a major sponsor come in and offer this. So we're very thankful for that. And we think it's going to be a great day. We'll have face painting out there. So again, really family-friendly atmosphere that day. So that's on the 29th from 10 to 2. And again, on our website. And that one I know is going really quick.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, the Civic Center is such a hub of the community, not only the park for things like your fall carnival that, you know, recently we had the Renaissance Fair and, of course, Winter Wonderland. We talked about that a few weeks ago and the success in that. But I know that the Civic Auditorium building actually is closed right now for some remodeling. Do you have an update on how the progress is coming with the paint and the flooring and when we might see the doors open again?
Yeah, and construction always is a little bit of a moving target. But from my understanding, we had three basic projects: the ceiling, the interior painting, and the flooring. Our city council directed staff we're continuing with actually oak flooring. The original lasted 100 years, so I think it's a pretty durable surface. So they've done the ceiling, they've completed the painting, and now the flooring, I believe, is being done as we speak. We had to raise some of the floor electrical outlets because we're actually going to put it on top of the existing floor. So the original floor will be there. It will just be one layer down. At one time, we were going to take it all out and redo it. So that's commencing. And right now for us, for reservations, we're confident we'll be able to reopen for reservations on July 1. Could be sooner, but that's the date that we're going with. And July already is a very busy month there for reservations. So July 1 will be the date that folks can go in and see the beautiful new interior.
So you talked about the building and the floor being 100 years old, and I know that the city is really excited about gearing up for the 100th anniversary of the Civic Auditorium building. And on the outside, so I know it says 1924, but the building actually wasn't completed until 1925. So that's a great reason to celebrate coming up, right?
We're beginning to get put together a committee for that birthday party. It will be sometime in the summer of 25. Not exactly sure if it will be a themed or, you know, dressed as a historical 100 years ago. But, you know, we all know that's a beloved building. That's the iconic Hanford landmark. I think the building and Civic Park is really the heart in many ways, historically, culturally, of our community. So I'm sure that will be a well-attended and a very special event for a lot of folks.
It certainly will. It most certainly will. So a huge event for the city of Hanford that I know the Parks and Community Services Department has been working on is all of the retrofitting Longfield Center for more community use. But you've also retrofitted some more buildings down there for the Boys and Girls Club, and that kicks off at the end of this month. Let's hear about that.
Yeah, we are so excited. We are partnering with the Boys and Girls Club of the Sequoias out of Visalia, and we will be opening the Hanford Boys and Girls Club, and we call it the Innovation Lab, located at the Co Park building. So right across the street from Longfield, right in the park, we have completely resurfaced, repainted, bought all new appliances in the kitchen. We purchased 20 laptop computers, and it will be a STEM-based after-school program for grades 7 through 12. And the elementary school district has a very vibrant after-school program, but the 7th through 12th graders do not have after-school. So they'll have an opportunity, and we're out recruiting young people as we speak, that are interested in project-based learning, you know, robotics, rocketry, engineering, mathematics, computer coding, computer gaming. We hope, you know, in the future that we have competitive teams competing in the robotics with other schools throughout the valley and maybe throughout the state. So we're really happy that we're going to be able to offer that to young people. And this all came about really from a conversation I had with Dr. Victor Rosa with the high school district. He says, we really don't have as much time as we'd like to devote to STEM. And so we thought, let's do that. And we're hoping that is the hook, the grant. We received a 5-year grant, so we're stable for 5 years. We've got folks in the community that want to form a fundraising committee so the long-term sustainability of the club can be intact. But we want to take kids to JPL in Pasadena. We want to take them to Stanford. We want to take them to Silicon Valley. We want to just show young people in Hanford that's out there and it's available. You know, there's many, many roads that lead to the same destination. So that's part of this whole thing. And tied into that, you know, the Boys and Girls Club brings a plethora of programming and staffing and just their model of youth development and prevention. This was funded through Prop 64, which is actually the legalization of marijuana. So prevention will be woven in to all of our activities, really helping young people make good choices, because I think ultimately that's what it comes down to. So we're real excited. We've been working real hard. They've been out recruiting kids on campuses. One thing that's going to be really neat, we're working with CART. We will be able to transport the kids from their schools to Cope Park at no charge every day.
That's great.
And then the parents will be responsible to pick them up, you know, in the early evening. And so this will be in the junior highs and in the high schools.
That's fantastic.
So they'll pick them up, bring them in, and we're working with some STEM folks in Ovid up in Fresno for some curriculum, but we're going to jump in. And I think it's just a wonderful opportunity for young people that, again, we've never had a Boys and Girls Club that I know of. So it's a great addition. For us, it's just another way to help or assist young people in Hanford any way we can.
That's such a great program. And I know the city's really super excited about it, as is the citizens of town. I know you've been doing a lot of work reaching out to the local schools and informing people about what the program's going to be, and having CART as a partner just is just an amazing way to go about this. Let's close this up real quick. So, with all of these activities going on, you've got the plunge that'll be opening before you know it. If people are interested in getting a job with the city of Hanford as maybe a recreational leader or a lifeguard, what opportunities do they have to join in?
Great question. We are currently recruiting for 2 positions, lifeguards, as you mentioned. The plunge will be opening as soon as school gets out in June. And we do basic lifeguarding. We do swim lessons, a lot of things there. We're also recruiting for summer camp counselors. So folks that work with the youth throughout their whole activities. And, you know, our camps come to the plunge and swim and all of that. So really good opportunities for everyone. You know, people always think, you know, lifeguards have got to be that young person. But not necessarily. So they're good jobs. They're good entry-level jobs. So that is available, and you can find that, again, on the city's website. If you go to the HR department, those jobs will be posted. There'll be instructions on how to apply. It's all done electronically. We interview nearly everybody who applies, you know, to see if they're a good fit. And we're really just looking for good people. We'll help with certification for the lifeguards. We go through Red Cross and make sure everybody's, you know, certified. But that's all kind of provided. They just have to have the want to. we'll do the what, the specifics. But if they're motivated to do that, and, you know, we're in the people business. So, you know, good personalities, good work ethics, enjoy being around other folks, young and old. And, you know, it's okay to have fun while you're working. And again, safety will always be our number one. But, you know, we need to have fun and we like to do that. And so folks that appeals to, we'd love to have them apply for those positions.
Well, the city certainly is lucky, Brad, to have you and your staff putting on such great events and always looking to the future. We talk about the city mantra of planning tomorrows, and I think definitely you're headed in the right direction with these initiatives with the Boys and Girls Club and providing activities for the youth and giving them an opportunity to get a job and serve and learn how to mentor people. That's so amazing. And you know, having you on the show is always a joy because there's always so much going on. We had a little quiet time after Winter Wonderland, but definitely with the weather warming up, here we go. Hold on, right?
Yeah, we're a bit still recovering from Winter Wonderland, but we're actually planning next year. I've got one really other quick event. This is not until April 13th.
Okay.
But we're real happy. We have a brand new playground at Earl F. Johnson Park, and that's going to happen on Saturday, April 13th, it will be like a 10 a.m. We're getting the flyers ready, but we actually moved the playground structure, we think, to a better location closer to the neighborhood.
I agree.
And it's, in fact, if people want to go over there, it's actually, I shouldn't say this, it's open now. It just got finished last Friday, but it's got a shade structure. We have benches for parents to sit and watch. And so we're really happy. So we'll have a ribbon cutting kind of celebration on April 13th. But then, you know, that's just another, you know, we have a lot of parks we take care of. And when we can, we try to upgrade and improve and expand. So Earl F. Johnson will be on the 13th. And we invite the entire community to come out and just celebrate. And we hope to have a lot of kids playing on the playground.
Well, thank you so much, Brad. If you'd like to get in touch with Brad, you can contact the city website at hanford.city, and you can find the Parks and Community Services social media on Facebook. And thank you so much, Brad, for coming on the show again.
Rob, thanks again. I appreciate it. It's a busy time, but the weather's starting to be in our favor. So hope to see everybody come out.
And now it's time for Hanford Insider Sports with Eric Bentley.
Baseball and softball are gearing up for league action, but there are plenty of non-league games for you to catch up on. In baseball, Hanford High was dominant, taking down Dinuba 12-4 and Hanford West 6-1. The Bullpups improved to a solid 6-3 overall on the year. As for Hanford West, the loss against the Bullpups was their only blemish of the week, as they bested Bakersfield 6-5 and Selma 3-2. Those two victories brought the Huskies to an even 5-5 overall this season. And Sierra Pacific was not able to pick up a win, getting shut out in their two games against Hoover and Kerman. However, the Golden Bears maintain their above 500 status with a 5-4 overall record. On the softball side, Hanford West saw their hot start slow down as they went winless in the Central Showdown, falling to Templeton, St. Joseph, and Menachi. However, they were able to pick up a win earlier in the week, 11-1, over Corcoran. The Huskies sit at an impressive 7-4-1 so far this year. Hanford High went 1-2 in the Central Classic as they took down Mission Prep 5-2 before falling to Orange Cove and Salinas. The Bullpups are now 4-6 on the year. And Sierra Pacific fell to 1-7 this season as Golden West got the better of the Golden Bears 13-3. As always, please send any scores, stories, stats, or accomplishments that you'd like us to cover to HanfordInsider@gmail.com. I'm Eric Bentley, and this has been your Hanford Insider Sports Report.
Well, that's it for this week's show. If you enjoyed the show, leave a review on my website. If you'd like to join the Hanford Insider email list, stop by my website at hanfordinsider.com to sign up for updates. You'll also get an exclusive copy of my newsletter in your inbox each week. You can also send me feedback by voicemail through my website by clicking on the microphone icon. I'd love to hear from you. Your comments may even be shared on the show. I also need your help getting the word out about the show by liking and sharing on social media or just telling a friend. For more information about the show, you can find this podcast on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, X, and YouTube at Hanford Insider. If you have a show idea, be sure to email me at hanfordinsider@gmail.com and I'll get going on it. Thanks for listening. The weather's great. Get out there and enjoy it. Have a great week.